This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Christmas Magazine on Joy 94.9. Macca and Paul on Christmas Day. It is
ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 yes. Our next guest has been one of the 10 most downloaded personalities on our Joy SatMag podcasts in 2018. And in fact, if you go by the number of shows that this person has done with us and then divide it by the number of podcasts, there's actually a very close competition between our next guest, which is Lord Mayor Sally Capp, and Senator Dean Smith from WA. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Good morning, David and Paul. Merry Christmas. And that's such a complicated calculation you just went through. I'm going to have to try a bit harder next year, I reckon, so you don't have to go through such a big, complicated way of getting me into the top 10.
Sally, when we're going to do a rundown on the podcast on Saturday
on
Magazine,
Saturday.
The Saturday coming, actually, there's a few more surprises in there for you, I think.
Really?
So maybe it's worth everyone listening to the show on Saturday just to find out what the real scores are on the doors.
All right.
But
Sally, I'll be glued.
Sally became Lord Mayor last year, and
this year.
Oh, this year.
We haven't changed.
Sorry, we haven't moved yet.
Only Christmas, not New Year.
And hit the ground running, and has been on the show just about once a month every month. So we really thank you for that, Sally, for your commitment to that and making yourself available. But also on a day like today, it's a big family day. And I'm sure there's all sorts of activity going on in your house. So thank you for giving us the time. What's going on in your house today?
Well, it's my pleasure, always. And what's going on? Well, we started Christmas celebrations last night, actually, with one side of the family all getting together. Our boys are 19 and 20, so a bit older, and same across a lot of the family. So we've moved into Kris Kringle territory. And so we did a bit of that last night. But thankfully, two of my cousins have recently had babies. So we had a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 3-month-old. And
beautiful.
That is just so lovely to see the fact that they enjoy the Christmas wrapping and opening the presents more than the presents themselves.
Yes.
And today, Macca, today we've got up with our beautiful boys and we've walked to church with some family members to have a little bit of reflection and a sense of feeling very grateful. And now we're getting ready for making salads and heading to my sister's place. So it's been lovely.
That's lovely. And we should feel grateful, Sally, because there are a lot of people out there today. And I know you're powering ahead on a lot of work in the city of Melbourne for homeless folk. And there's a lot of people that are not as fortunate as us today. They may, they may not have something to eat. They may not have somewhere to sleep tonight. Look, there's a number of things going on around the city and in the suburbs to assist them, but we need to spare a thought for them. I was wondering, in terms of, from a council perspective today, are there anything? I know there's a big fireworks display planned for New Year's Eve, but in terms of the Melbourne City Council, is there anything special happening today?
Well, what we have been doing as we lead into Christmas, and the points you make are very true, and actually a lot of the feedback from people experiencing homelessness at this time of year, it's really that sense of being isolated or not feeling connected into the community. That's the bit that hurts the most. So if you do happen to see somebody, please make sure that you reach out and say Merry Christmas and ask them how they are. One of the reasons why we go to church on what we call the grand final days, and Christmas is one of those, is also because so many people come together as a sense of community in those environments, and they may not always have big bright days ahead of them, but that that time to come together and feel a sense of community is very important. So what we're doing around in the lead up to Christmas and afterwards and Christmas Day is very much supporting those organisations who are really at the coalface, like Melbourne City Mission and St Vincent's Care and the Salvos, and in lots of different ways we're supporting all of their efforts on Christmas Day, including Christmas lunches, and there'll be lots of people there to serve, but importantly there'll be lots of people able to get together and feel that sense of connectedness while enjoying a meal.
Well, I'm not going to say where, but I'm actually going to help out and serve and everything at a lunch for homeless people after we go off air, and it's a very challenging thing to do, to be honest, you know, I'm in a fortunate position. I have a job, I have somewhere to live, I have a great partner, I've got a full life, and a lot of people have none of that, none of it. And, you know, today is a really challenging day. It's also a day, and we're speaking with Ro Allen about this earlier and also Tony Walker from Ambulance Victoria. Unfortunately, it's a day of very high levels of domestic violence. We need to remember that there are people that are doing it tough for a whole range of reasons. And I know one thing I've noticed, Sally, since you've become Lord Mayor, the council has become a lot more active. It was before, but a lot more active in some of these areas, and I commend you for that. Melbourne as a city, you know, there's a lot of services centred around the municipalities that Melbourne looks after, and that's a bit of a, I won't call it a magnet, but it people come to the city and the surrounds for those services. So I do commend you on the work that you and the council are doing to try and fill some of those gaps. The gaps are never going to be completely filled, but it does make a difference, so thank you.
Well, thank you for your observations on that, Macca, and it really was a decision of the whole of council to take a far more caring approach to what we're doing in our community, and I think it's really starting to manifest itself. Those programs are manifesting in very positive ways, but we also know that where we're at is still unacceptable. And so towards the end of this year, we've really increased our engagement with the state and federal governments around these issues, because we know that to really solve these issues for the long term, it takes effort right across all those levels of government and bringing some thinking together. And I believe we're really getting some momentum on that. So into next year, we're looking forward to the more coordinated response, and I think that's where we see the biggest difference made.
And it's good. And, you know, when a Lord Mayor is directly elected, as you are, you will always, and you should always, get the ear of government, because you're directly elected. And, you know, that makes a difference, because when you speak for the City of Melbourne, you know, the subtext is, well, I was actually elected by the ratepayers and the residents of the City of Melbourne.
It's certainly helpful. And I think also what we've seen in the last little while is that following some surveys done by the Australian New Zealand School of Government, it confirmed that local government at the moment is the most trusted level of government. And I think that's because we're right at the coalface and we're engaging with our citizens every day. And so what we're able to do to the state and federal government colleagues is say, here is the pulse. And it's very immediate. And this is what the feedback is. And that in itself is very compelling.
It is. It is.
That's Paul. That was a really valid point, I think, as well, is that the distrust in large institutions, and particularly our political parties at the moment, is so high, is that you have to be able to think that the first line of government that people see, offering those simple services that affect people's lives daily, is the one they trust the most. And you guys, you're right, you've got the pulse of the community in your hand.
So it does make sense, and we're really using that as a platform to drive that advocacy at different levels of government. But I've got to say, you know, we're getting very good feedback and cooperation, so I really believe that we've got to that point in our community. We know for those of us that can be grateful, we've got a relatively prosperous society that we live in, and then it just makes these things, situations such as people experiencing homelessness, all the more unacceptable, and that seems to be recognised right across the board now. So it's an interesting time for us to be able to come together and take action. And the fact that you keep bringing attention to these important issues is also really important, because the role the media plays in this is absolutely vital.
Now, Sally, I just want to ask you a separate question now. Obviously, Christmas is a time for celebration, and today obviously is going to be a great day. But moving forward in a week's time, Melbourne's going to be hosting a rather big celebration on New Year's Eve. Tell us a little bit about what's planned for the city and the firework display this year.
Good, Paul. Thank you. And look, I just want to pick up on a theme there, because since we announced the plans for New Year's Eve, I've had quite a lot of feedback from people concerned, and they're saying, well, why are you spending so much on New Year's Eve when we know that we've got these big issues still out there? And the fact is that the majority of what we spend on New Year's Eve is around crowd management and safety. So we have a big program of fireworks. Of course, that's tradition, and that will be as spectacular as ever. It's 14 tonnes of fireworks that will go off from 22 different buildings across the CBD. So if you can see the city skyline, you will be able to see this magnificent show. And Adam Briggs, an Indigenous rap DJ artist, you can tell it's not my forte, but he is renowned, and he has put together 10 minutes of wonderful music that goes with the pyrotechnic show, and has been coordinated. They collaborated throughout the process. That will all happen at midnight, and it will be spectacular. And that investment is really just a small part of our total investment on the night, because the rest of it, the money really goes into providing five live sites, including the family site at Yarra Park, where there'll be fireworks at 9:30. And at each of the live sites around Melbourne, which is about us helping to disperse crowds but make sure the crowds are still having a good time, we have stages and we have DJs and we have live music and we have fun and activities for families and people coming into the city. So a big part of it is acknowledging that we are going to have 350,000 people coming into the city that night, and we want to make sure that it is as safe and well-managed as possible for those people to enjoy bringing in the new year.
Now, just imagine in a couple of years' time, Sally, when Highline is built.
Yes.
And people will be able to get around the city, pedestrians, even in a lot more easy manner.
Yes.
Sally, don't you love Macca's consistency?
I do. I'm so appreciative of it.
I want Highline. Let's just make Highline happen. All the councillors who, you know, who'll be, you know, wondering what was the Lord Mayor talking about on Christmas Day? Macca was talking about Highline because he wants it.
And go, Macca.
And Sally wants it. And
there will be some new vantage points, that's right.
Yes. So, look, we're almost out of time, Sally. I want to thank you for your support for Joy, and your support for the show during the year. Giving up your time. In each case, it's been, a Saturday morning, and that's, I know, your job isn't 9 to 5, but, that is, a little bit of private time as well. We appreciate that. Our listeners appreciate it, as do we, but also for today, for giving up some time on Christmas Day to speak with our listeners. It means a lot to them and a lot to us, so thank you. And I hope that you have a great day, and that the salad, what's with the salad? You're having turkey, ham, pork, what's with the salad?
We've got a selection of different meats, a lot of seafood. We're a seafood family, and I'm in charge of the fresh peas. I've just shelled about 500 pea pods.
Wow.
And I'm in charge of pea feta and mint salad.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And the prawns. and the prawns I'm in charge of. So that is my duty for the day. And I'd like to say to you, Paul and Macca, for representing the whole Saturday Mag team, it's always my pleasure to come on your show, mostly because you actually cover a variety of topics that are both a mixture of entertainment, but also topics that are really important to our community. And I think you play a really important role in that. So well done to you for all of your advocacy during the year and, of course, your entertainment. And that's why I love being involved.
Well,
and
thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And I know, because I travel a lot, Melbourne is the most livable city in the world. And it is led by a great Lord Mayor, so thank you for your work.
Sally, and well done to you. We love having you in the programme, and it adds a little bright spark to our Saturday mornings when you're in.
Yeah.
Good. Well, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2019. Have a lovely day. To all of the listeners and to you, Paul and Macca, for entertaining us and bringing more information today on this very important day.
Thanks, Sally. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Sal, you have a good
day.
Thanks,
Paul. Bye, David.
Bye.
Thank you. Will do. Bye.
Bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.